Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the Spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, AD. We missed yesterday. We were not here. We were at Early Bird, so good to see you back here.
That is great food over at Early Bird, too, man.
It was a fun day.
Yes.
Fun morning.
Yes.
You like that breakfast?
Man,
are you a breakfast guy?
You know, I'm not, as you guys know, I don't eat a big breakfast in the morning, usually a shake or something like that, but when I eat breakfast, it's something like that. I mean, it is good food there, man.
Oh, yeah. Good I food. Mean, I don't know how to say it. I mean, those, I have talked about wanting blueberry pancakes, and Kathy,
Woody
presented me with a styrofoam crate blueberry pancakes.
You're gonna call it a crate? Just a box.
A box.
It was
yeah.
a box.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, standard, small crate.
A standard to-go box is what it was.
Yeah, it's not really a crate.
To-go. She provided you with a to-go box of pancakes.
And eggs.
She said
he
went with a styrofoam crate is how to describe that. I've never in my lifetime heard a to-go box described as a styrofoam crate.
That's a to-go box. That is sip fashion, though, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
A crate carries things. A crate is a carrier. It doesn't have to be a certain size.
It was a normal size. Like, you're thinking, when you say crate, I think something big.
Anyway,
standard box.
The blueberry pancakes are ridiculously good.
Yeah, man, that place is
ridiculous.
And the wait is, I tell you, you know what's good when the wait is always long?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get there early. Because when you guys were there, I was watching when I was working out. I was like, man, there's a good crowd in there already.
Yeah, early bird. There were some early birds.
What time do they open up?
They open at 6:30. Now, okay. We had people in there at 6. They had to wait to 6:30 because there's rules here.
Right.
But they waited and enjoyed the show, and then they ate. And it was great.
And Jamie Burrow, you know, is the proprietor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm.
And Jamie is a low-key former Husker. You don't mm-hmm. think of Jamie yep. all the time, but Jamie
played back
was
in the day.
Starting middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm. And would hit you.
For a team that played for all the marbles.
Mm-hmm.
He played with Barrett Rood. Now, Barrett Rood was a freshman
mm-hmm.
and wasn't able to overtake Jamie. Mm-hmm. But I think he got the second string.
Now, Jamie also is the older brother of Joe Burrow, which he says he describes himself as his... Jamie is the older brother. He's 18 years older than Joe.
He's 18 years older, and he says he's like the crazy uncle.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The crazy uncle. I was actually looking at Nick eating a pizza over there. I was like, is he eating pizza?
Where'd the pizza come from?
8:15 in the morning?
Well, Nick does.
That's what threw me off.
Nick has no rules.
My man is seriously eating pizza at 8:15.
I saw him eat pulled pork at 6 a.m. one time.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. That kind of threw me off.
No rules.
No rules in this place at all. But, yeah, well, Jamie Burrow, though.
What was you guys, did you eat yesterday at all?
I did. Jake? I had some breakfast tacos, and they were delightful. Mm. With grits.
Mm. Did you really?
Oh, yeah. After you guys left, I
got
sat
some
down.
Soul in there.
I had two delicious breakfast tacos and grits.
Did you sit with Jamie?
No, I sat with my wife.
Okay.
Elizabeth came by.
What do you put on your grits?
I nothing. They had andouille sausages in them, I think.
I didn't put
any salt on them. It was
AD,
good.
AD, when I took the grandkids to Memphis this winter, I had grits for the first time.
Yeah.
Grits for the first time, and I was blown away by how
indeed.
Good they were.
They're so good.
That's a staple in the black household.
I'm white.
I am black, and you are white. I am blind as a bat, and you have sight.
I
we, we brought that up yesterday, but go ahead.
I enjoyed the grits. I enjoyed the grits as a white man.
What did you put? He said it with so much vigor and so much enthusiasm. I said, "Joey Grits as a white man."
Come on, man. Sorry, it can't be like that.
What is wrong with us?
The diversity is beautiful.
It is.
I was celebrating diversity in Memphis.
So, like, Sim, what did you do for Black History Month, man? I asked Grits grit. Down in Memphis.
We have problems. We have issues.
Oh, my God.
Topped off with some ham hocks.
I'm stopping. Oh.
We're out of time. Just a quick plug. Today,
yeah,
the Royals.
We're not out of time. But Jake is calling it good.
The KC Royals beat the Orioles 1-0 yesterday. They played today at 3 o'clock again, trying to win to get to the ALDS. Hear that here on the ticket. We're out of time. The drive with Ref, AD, and AG is next for Steve Simple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Swartz, and we will see you guys tomorrow.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.